Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. Hot Topics from the Soul is brought to you to be a lifeline to the community. I am your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I have three books available. It is From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt is my first book. The second book is Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And lastly, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. As I said, Hot Topics from the Soul was created to be a lifeline to the community. We talk about social issues, relationships, family, finances, and a whole lot more topics that are afflicting the human spirit. You know, I say afflicting because we all have challenges. We all have situations that we go through. And I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter, on the line, who is a businesswoman and a speaker. Shirley, are you there?
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining. Tonight, our topic is love, relationships, and you. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Shirley, you ready to rock with that?
I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to rock. I'm on fire about it. Because, you know, Val, we've talked about this many times. Relationships, you know, it's a different season now. And each time the season changes, and I'm talking the weather, I'm not talking about a different season as far as the seasoning of his soul or something, that it tends to come into play about relationships.
Okay, you need to put your hand up. You need to press 1 so I can get you on.
And with that being said, you know, relationships is something that we all have, whether it be with family, your significant other, your siblings, or just friends, or... different levels of relationship. And, I see Val is trying to get our special guest the information to call in. But we do have with us tonight Dr. Patty Ann, and she's having a little technical difficulty at this time. But this lady, I mean, if you have a chance to go to her website, and you will see why we have her here tonight with us, dealing with relationships. Everything from rekindling romance and happiness in your relationship, and, you know, like Val said, the topic tonight about relationships, and is dealing with you and your relationship. Val, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here, Shirley. Thank you so much for holding it down. I had to give the information to Dr. Patty. She got the numbers crossed, but she will be on the line shortly. Dr. Patty is one of the most sought-after relationships experts. She's been on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox News as an expert. She's an author, a public speaker. She's a psychotherapist. She's licensed in relationships. So I am so glad to have someone with her caliber, her expertise, on the line, that she can be a blessing to you listeners. Dr. Patty, are you there?
I am here, Valerie. How are you?
I am well. I know you have a hectic schedule, and I'm so glad that you took the time out to join us tonight as we talk about love, relationships, and you.
I am so excited to be on this call, and I'm looking forward to being helpful to every listener. Hopefully we'll have information that can help everybody on the call tonight.
I gave them a little briefing about you, but I didn't mention that you're married. I met your husband. He's a nice, tall drink of water.
Yes, you know, I have so many of the, you know, the ABC credentials with all my degrees, but I actually think being a relationship expert, the most important and the most valuable credentials I have is the fact that I've been married to the same man for, all I will say, is over 25 years, and we've raised 4 great children together, including a set of identical twin boys. I have 3 boys and a daughter, and I think, you know, if you have enough kids and you're married long enough, I think you've pretty much seen it all. And, you know, you couple that with all the academic training I have the real life experience and the academic experience, and you put that together. And fortunately, I've been blessed where I've been able to help a lot of people create the life that they want.
Oh, well, I'm excited. I know my co-host Shirley Carter is on the line, and I know she has some questions and things for you, too. I think I have become a relationship expert, and without the degrees, it's like you always have people always calling because, you know, they know that I'm a survivor of domestic abuse after being married for 19 years, and then I'm a licensed in ministry for reconcilement, and I've raised 4 children and put them through college, so they call on me and ask me different questions, and, you know, I'm glad that I have lived some things and experienced some things where I can be a help. One of the things that I wrote in my first book, From the Soul of a Woman, I wrote, love affects our past, our present, our future, and it's emotion. It's a gift that was given to us from God, and it should never hurt. Can you talk to us about love?
Sure. And you know what, Valerie? In a nutshell, love is really what it's all about. Everything else is just commentary. And, you know, I think with the collapse of Wall Street and so many relationships struggling, the world's economy struggling, I think we have finally come to a place where we are truly, especially in the West, truly starting to understand that everything is about relationships and how we relate to each other, how we relate to our spouses, to our boyfriends and girlfriends. We lost her.
Dr. Patty?
Hello? Yeah,
no,
Dr. Patty.
Lost the connection.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're having a little technical difficulty tonight. But, you know, while Dr. Patty is calling back in, Val, you know, as she started to talk about relationships and everything, and you know I have my pad out, and I hope everyone else has theirs out to be ready to take these notes, because we have an expert on the line, and when we talk about an expert, this lady has the degrees and the experience in the field of relationship. So we're getting something tonight that would probably cost us hundreds of dollars to get. We have to go to a relationship counselor.
Hello?
Ourselves. But
are you there, Dr. Patty?
Oh, Dr. Patty, thank you.
Hi, I don't know how I lost you. I guess the call got dropped maybe. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. Well, you were talking and telling us about love.
Yes, and I'm not sure where the call got lost. I was on a roll there. But basically, I think we've come to realize it's all about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And relationships, of course, are based on how much and to what extent we love somebody, because there's all different types of love. There's love for a spouse. There's love for a child. There's love for our community. There's love for our nation. There's love for our God, whatever our spiritual orientation is. And I with the collapse of the world economy, I think people are starting to get away from the greed and it's all about money and really realize it's really all about how we relate to each other and in what capacity we are willing to share our love for each other. And I truly, and I'm excited that I feel that the world has that paradigm shift now away from greed and money and more towards love and relationships, because I think it will make the world a better place and it will enrich us. And, of course, all relationships start with our relationship with ourselves. So if we're broken, we really need to heal that before we can heal anybody else and relate in a loving way to anybody else.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, that's where we are in this dispensation. So many people are broken. They've come from relationships. We did a series a few months ago, Why Is It That Good Guys Wind Up With Bad Girls and Vice Versa? And on a conversation we had earlier, Dr. Patty, you talked about insecurities. Could you expound on that for the listening audience?
Sure. Basically, I think if we feel insecure in who we are as a person and we have low self-esteem, unfortunately, that is what we will attract to ourselves. So if we don't think that we are worthy of a loving, healthy, and respectful relationship, we will get what we think we are deserving of. Even if we say, oh, you know, I'm great. If in our heart and in our soul we really feel differently, that's the energy that we will portray. So oftentimes people, self-esteem, attract men in their lives that have low self-esteem. And that's where you get the power struggles in a relationship that unfortunately oftentimes end up in domestic abuse and emotional abuse, because when you don't think about yourself, the way you try to improve how you feel about your own mind's eye is to put the people around you to control them. So you really need to, we're all here for a purpose, and absolutely nobody is perfect. There's not one person on this planet that is perfect. What we get caught up in is everybody has a special gift. And to some people that gift might be maybe education comes easy to them, or maybe they're musically gifted or they're gifted. But that doesn't mean that they do better than everybody else. They probably do just one or at the most two things better than everybody else. So anybody that feels they're not good enough or they're not worthy of love in a healthy relationship really needs to take a look in the mirror and realize that you are focusing on perhaps what you're not good at, and you are totally ignoring and you are being blind to the gifts that you have that you are better at than most other people. So, you know, for example, I've worked with some very...
Are you there?
Okay, she dropped again.
Yeah,
and I'm not
gone. I do apologize, but Dr. Patty is on the road. She has a really hectic schedule, so she's on the road and she's talking from a cell phone, which is, we usually don't do that, but because her schedule was so hectic, you know, I agreed to, you know, follow through on this call because it was so needful. Because Shirley, as you know, we've been getting bombarded with calls with so much going on in the atmosphere, with people with jobs, losing their jobs, and then these different types of relationships, that it has been a really stressful thing for a lot of people. So I thought it was very needful and timely to have this call dealing with life, relationship, you, and love, because basically that's what it's all about, being committed. Are you there, Dr. Patty?
I am here, and you know what? I will jump in right at that spot. You are absolutely right. Our commitment to ourselves and that we deserve happiness and love, if we truly own that and we create the mindset that reflects that, then we will attract somebody to us that will be committed to us and give us the love that we deserve. But it all has to start from within ourselves. Because, you know, think about it. If you're trying to sell something that's broken, nobody's going to buy it. And the energy that we put out in the world, you can't fool people. So we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, we might not be perfect, but we're pretty much good enough. And there's a special gift that we have. Somehow, right before the call was dropped, I was telling you about a woman I've worked with who is a single mom, and she's a laborer. But I have to tell you, I am always amazed when I work with this woman with the wisdom that comes out of her mouth. This woman just has a special way of looking at the world. And, you know, we were talking one day about how there's no civilized political discourse in this country today. If you turn on the talk shows, Valerie, all you see, I don't care which channel, liberal, Democrat, Republican, whatever, everybody's yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is respectfully listening. And I think that represents where people are just not committed to wanting to find a solution. And it breaks my heart. And this particular woman will come into my office and say, you know, Dr. Cadian, I was watching this show and they were talking all nonsense and nobody would have the heart to tell the moderator that it was nonsense. Because these people are crazy. On the left, they're crazy. On the right, they're crazy. And it was almost like, why can't we all just get along? We can agree to disagree and be civil. We need to do that even in relationships where we love each other. We don't have to cross the line into forcing somebody into our position.
You know, I'm so glad you brought up television and what's on there, because so many people are drawn to these reality shows. And you know what these reality shows have? Nothing but drama. And you sit and watch that stuff, and then you bring that toxicity into your home and try to emanate what you see on television, and it just becomes to be a snowball, not realizing that they're paid to act a fool. And you turn around and you try and bring that into your home, and that starts tearing the home apart, listening to other people, taking advice from people who haven't walked in your shoes or neither is committed to the relationship that you're in. Everything always looks greener on the other side.
You know, so, Valerie, I'm so glad you brought up reality TV shows, because I have to tell you, I understand from a professional perspective that it's almost as if, well, you know, their life, the grass is always greener, and there's an element of voyeurism, wanting to see how other people live. But I have to tell you, at my core, for the life of me, I do not get it. I do not know why anybody on God's green earth cares who the Kardashians are dating, where they're shopping, what they're eating, what they're not eating, what they're wearing, what pop. I don't get it. And you're absolutely right. People see those shows, the New Jersey Housewives, the Mob Girlfriends and Wives, and they do, the perfect word, it is toxic. And just the very act, I believe, of watching that show, it impacts us. And whether we are aware of it or not, we do bring it into our homes and we do bring it into our relationships. And I think it is a silent killer for intimacy and for commitment. And all they talk about is what I want and what I should get and what you need to give me. I don't see anybody talking about what would you like from me? How can I help you? How can I make the relationship better? Just everybody blaming, pointing fingers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nobody wants to, you know, extend a hand and say, let's do this together. Let the two become one. And in your book, Three Secrets to Increasing Romance, Three Secrets to Increase Romance, that's the title of it? Talk about that.
Okay. The e-book that I have is, it talks about the three secrets of why he doesn't understand. And the first one is, which we talked about already and you expressed very eloquently, has to do with the commitment. And people always look at relationships, particularly in a marriage, as the other person. And this is where I say, I call it my mirror technique. Hold up the mirror and take a long, hard look into that mirror, because that, what is reflecting back at you and how you love that person and the extent to which you love that person will be reflected in your relationships. Now, here's the secret, Valerie. Many people, sadly enough, do not love themselves. They feel badly about themselves. They hate themselves. They think they're not good enough. So that those are the type of people that they will attract. So now basically you have two people with holes in themselves coming together trying to complete each other. It's like Swiss cheese. It just won't happen. And then the holes will just get bigger and bigger because each partner in the relationship is looking towards the other person to fill them up and to make them feel whole. And when you pour into a hole that has a false bottom, the water just drains out, and then the person that thinks they're supposed to be filled by their partner becomes angry, and then that anger, unfortunately, leads to violence. Mm. So we really have to look at ourselves and understand that we need to be committed to our own self-worth. You know what, Valerie? We've all made mistakes. We've all made poor choices. And this is what I tell my children. Adversity is a part of life. And look at every single failure in our life, everything that we haven't done right, and we all have a long list of them. Look at it as, wow, this, I have been given an opportunity. This is my opportunity for growth. The key to character is not that you fall down, but that you get up, and that you get up having learned something. So it is absolutely fine to make mistakes. It is not fine to not learn from them. So you made a mistake. It's okay. Pick up the pieces and move on. Nobody has ever achieved anything great in this life without failure first. And I'm going back to George Washington, one of the greatest leaders of this country, the father of this country, the greatest in the world. I'm an unapologetic American, the greatest country in the world. George Washington never won a battle until he won in the Revolutionary War. People don't know that about him. But he had failed in some major battles prior to the important battle he won in the Revolutionary War. Great presidents lost elections prior to winning elections that made them great.
Yes.
Athletes have been, look, Derek Jeter, I'm a huge baseball fan. Derek Jeter, people don't realize this, an icon New York Yankee who is a role model for everybody. Derek Jeter was cut from his high school varsity baseball team. Now, what did he do? Did he take his bat and ball and go home? No way. He said, okay, I'm going to come back better and stronger. The same for Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan... Something happened with Michael Jordan in basketball, too. He didn't make the starting team. So he took his ball and he went out in the backyard, and I think he shot 1,000 shots a day, all by himself, no fanfare. So people do not achieve greatness just by a stroke of luck. They work at it. And it's okay to fail. It's okay to have made a bad choice in your relationship, but it is not okay to let that bad relationship define you for the rest of your life. You're better than that. Do not allow defeat to own you. Success is the best revenge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I always tell individuals when they do that, that you give that person power and control over who you are. And that's too much
absolutely.
Power to give anybody.
That's absolutely, and I tell people all the time, nobody can take control over you that you don't relinquish. Nobody can have power over you that you have not given up. Absolutely. So even if you have fallen down, stay committed to your value as a person. It has to start with you. You know, and today everybody loves it. It's the teacher's fault if Johnny can't read. You know, it's McDonald's fault if the coffee cup you drink, if the coffee you drink is too hot. Are you out of your mind? Oh, have we lost all common sense? Let's take personal responsibility.
Excellent. Excellent.
Are you laughing at that?
Dr. Patty, this is Shirley. And, you know, and it is so wonderful what you're saying about, you know, taking responsibility. And I love when you said look in the mirror and look at that person in the mirror. And because so often, so many people don't love themselves. And I've said many times that I've gotten calls from different people talking about relationships and everything and their relationship. And I asked them, do you love yourself? How do you expect someone else to love you and you don't even love yourself? You got to get reconnected with yourself and understand you in order to go forward in a relationship. Because we get
That's
into this
thing,
thing about...
That's a beautiful statement.
Yes, we get tangled up in that. Wanting love, and like
and that's
you said,
because
I,
we don't...
you're the Swiss cheese.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, like you said about the Swiss cheese. You know, you got all these holes in you, and you're trying to put it together to make one whole slice of cheese. And, you know, you've got so many things that you're liking within yourself. And that is so true. If you got a negative thoughts about yourself, feelings about yourself, that's what you're going to gravitate to, negativity. And
absolutely.
You're going to feel
and
more, you know, and people have, yes.
Like,
and
you're
there's all this drama going on.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And No, that's okay. No, it's beautiful what you said. That's the perfect question. Do you love yourself? Because if you don't, you can't expect anybody to love you. And the other thing that we've learned today, which, you know, I'm a science geek, and I love neuroscience, where we can now look at brain patterns and brain waves that are connected to how we feel. And we now know that if somebody is a pessimist and looks at life as always from the negative, that we will actually only see the negative. So if we think we're ugly and not worthy of love, we will only see people like that. So that's who will come into our lives. So we have to have create what I call a positive mindset. We can decide a day can be half cloudy, and we can make a conscious decision to complain, oh, my God, oh, it's half cloudy. Or we can say, you know what, aren't we lucky? It's half cloudy and it's not raining. And then if it's raining, you can say, aren't we lucky? We have the rain and that's what we need for the flowers to grow. And aren't the flowers beautiful? Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And
another
then
thing
we will see... We will see the positive in other people and in life, and that will be attracted back to us.
One of the things I see is people make themselves as human sacrifices in relationships. Instead of meeting each other halfway, one feels that they have to die totally, and that's where the you comes in at, where I was saying love, relationship, and you. So many people feel that they have to give up everything that they were in order to make the relationship go forward. Is that true?
Okay, if somebody claims to love you and they want you to give up,
I think we lost her again. I understand what you're saying, and I know Dr. Patty is going to answer that question for us when she comes back. But, you know, Val, I just wanted to touch on a couple things while we're waiting for Dr. Patty to come back. You know, I'm still with this here with the mirror and reflection person and her analogy of that. That is so many layers in that because we're so used to wearing masks. And then a lot of us don't like to look in the mirror and really use, and when I say look, you know how we glance and we fix ourselves up, but how often do we sit there and really examine who we are? Look in the mirror and look in our eyes and look in our soul.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. You know what? But let me go back to what we said before, and I don't know why these calls keep getting dropped.
That's because there's people on the line that need to hear it.
okay, somebody loves us for who we are, and they will accept us with all our imperfections and all our warts. Now, people confuse control with let me trying to help you and let me help you evolve and grow and mature. But if somebody wants to change everything about you because they love you and they know what's best for you, run as fast as you can. Because that's not love, that's control.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we're definitely on the same page for that. I always say do not mistake love, control for love, because that is not what that is. That is manipulation, and that's where people lose their identity. Where you sit here, housewives and single parents that say they lost their selves in raising their children, and so it's because they have given up who they are because somebody told them that that was the thing to do, that that's what it required for next level, and that is
absolutely
incorrect.
Absolutely, and sometimes the somebody who is often wrong, but lots of times the somebody is society. And since you brought up parenting, I want to address that because I know there's a lot of moms on the call. I have raised 4 children, as I know you have, Valerie. Shirley, do you have children?
I have 3. I've raised 3.
Okay, so we got a lot of kids between the 3 of us here. Wow. So listen up. We know what we're talking about. I absolutely adore my children, and I absolutely made every decision predicated upon the fact that I have 4 children. However, my children did not dictate nor control my life. And I think today we have become an obsessed, child-centered society where we have raised children that are so smug and so entitled, we have done them an incredible disservice, because I guarantee you that when they get married, their spouses will not think the world revolves around them.
Mm-hmm.
So for all these mothers that can't leave their children or everything is about their kids, I really want you to hear me, and this is coming from the professional and the personal side of Dr. Patty Ann. Your children will best be served by them knowing that you love yourself, that they have a mom that loves themselves, that takes care of themselves, and that takes the time out of their busy life to be good to themselves. So have a girl's night out. Buy something nice for yourself. Stop with the martyr syndrome. And I think a lot of women make that mistake. I think we have to be all things to our children all the time. And I think I really think that we are not serving them well by doing that, because then we have sacrificed who we are. And then we want our children to grow up and to have nothing ever be about them, including, ladies, our marriage. And I have heard many men tell me that they feel that they are at the very, very bottom of their wife's list, and that's not a good thing. In a family, it should be husband and wife treating each other with respect and the children seeing that the parents love themselves and the parents come first and the children are second. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't sacrifice for our children and do all these wonderful things, but I think people on the call are aware of this helicopter parenting society that we've become that has really raised some very self-centered young adults. And you talk to people in corporate America and they will tell you that these kids expect to get a raise just for showing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like how you said these entitled children that we're raising.
Is that your experience? Do you see that, Shirley and Valerie? Yes.
I do. I definitely see that. You know, not only do they expect to get a raise and everything, I've seen situations where if they're late, so what if they're late? You know, and I'm like, you have a set hour to be at work. and I've, you know, communicated with parents and say, well, Johnny didn't go to work, you know, I got there half an hour late. What did they expect? I did show up. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're supposed to be there, you know, your time is 8. 8 o'clock is your time. And see, and I'm on a business. And, you know, and I tell my sons work for me. But they know I run my business as if I was not related to them at all. And I'm suspended. I've cut pay. And, I've given, you know, they tell me, and they said, I don't think any other employee would be this harsh on me. I said, but you need to understand, this is a business. When you're going to work, it's not coming to mom's house. You're going to work. You work in my company, you're there on time. I expect you to be the best employee I have. So that's how I teach mine. I was like, oh, no, I will fire you. And I have fired one of my sons. And he's not working for me now. And you know, and I said, this is a business. If you're going to treat it like it's not, then I have to treat you like you're not someone that wants to work for this company.
That's beautiful.
And so I
think that's awesome. I think that's
Dr.
awesome.
Patty, how can people find you, and do you have anything coming up, or how can they get a hold of your calendar? Do you have coaching, counseling? Could you give that information, please?
Oh, sure, great. Well, I love to be of service to women, and I'm actually in touch with women around the globe with the way I work. People can go. I have two websites people can go to. I have a website that's www.drpattyann.com, and I'll spell that because there's so many different ways to spell Patty and Ann. So it's drpattyann.com, all lowercase, no dots, drpattyann.com. And you can go there and you can sign on to my free newsletter where I write a free relationship advice newsletter every other week. And I also have a website that's geared towards entrepreneurial moms, and that's www.relationshiptoolbox.com. Again, all one word, relationshiptoolbox.com. And that's geared toward women who are in a relationship and they would like to create a business that makes money and a happy relationship without having to sacrifice one for the other. And I have services where I have some VIP weekends, which are really cool, and people fly into me, and it's very high-end. And then I also have where people can call in, and I have consultations I do with people on the phone. And I also have some really very effective revolutionary products. You mentioned my ebook. And I also have a relationship toolbox that is a comprehensive product that will rekindle romance and happiness in your relationship. I talk about the mindset we spoke about on the call today. I give the secret to conflict resolution. I talk about communication, verbal, nonverbal communication, relationship affirmations, which you will not find anywhere else. And sex and intimacy, of course. And then I also have another product that's a quick start program that is a complete program for communication skills, because the way we communicate is the number one variable that impacts the overall quality of our lives and our relationships. And then I have deck of cards that I made that's fun, that's like the old concentration cards, and some really cool stuff. So if you go onto my website, drpattyann.com or relationshiptoolbox.com, and you click on services and products, everything that you see that I have is on there.
Wow. I told them you have an extensive background and you're well qualified in all the areas of relationships. Now, you said you have one about rekindling the romance.
Yes, it's called Relationship Toolbox: Rekindle Romance and Happiness in Your Relationship. And basically, it gets people to stop fighting and to be able to with the 90 days, with this program that I have, you can get your relationship back to what it was that made you fall in love in the first place. And I
and
take
I
you
bet
through seven.
Communication.
Yep, and I take you through seven different sections, and I also have some bonuses that are about you think you know your partner and some really fun exercises, two bonuses for that comprehensive product. And the feedback is it works. I use it with my programs. I use it with my romantic weekend getaways. And if you just want to have the product, if you can do it by yourself or you can do it with your partner, it's designed to work either way, because lots of times the guys are dragging their feet, and if we can't get them on board, then the program is designed so if we change one, if we help effect change with one person, it has an impact on how our partner responds to us. Very, very cool stuff, and it's, you know, the product of 25 years of my work, having seen it all.
Wow. Are you going to give any tidbits, any nuggets? Because I know it's probably your bestseller.
It is a bestseller. What I would say is that if I had the time, I would share everything on the call, but we don't have the time. what I would suggest everybody does is that they realize that it's all about how we communicate, and that includes with ourselves and with our partner. And a really great tip, a great secret on communication, has to do with nothing about speaking. It's how we listen. And I go into extensive detail into the art of active listening. And you know what? I'm gonna share with you exactly what active listening is. Active listening is listening without a hidden agenda. We normally listen in two ways, either to hear what the other person is saying so we can trip them up and tell them where they're wrong, or we're listening to them thinking, hurry up and stop talking so I can say what I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, we're not truly listening with an open heart and an open soul where we can really hear what they say, process it, and then be able to not react to what they say, but respond to what they say from our soul. And we can use the best words when we communicate, but if we do not know how to listen, there's no communication that takes place. And it's really important that people understand the nonverbal communication is just as important, if not more important, than verbal communication. And we know that. We know we have certain looks, we have certain expressions. We can feel our partner without either one of us saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking about the royal couple, for whatever it's worth, Kate and William. And for what we can see, and who really knows the truth, you definitely can watch them look at each other, and you very much get the sense that they love each other, truly love each other. Now, who knows what will happen, right? Life gets in the way. But if you look at the courtship and the engagement pictures of Princess Diana and Prince Charles, it looks as if Princess Diana really loves Prince Charles. But in terms of Prince Charles loving Princess Diana, I'm not so sure.
Right, right.
And that's just from how they look at each other. And we can look at couples and we can get a sense of whether they're in love or not. And you can look at couples and you certainly, people say, oh, they're getting divorced. And you're like, yeah, no surprise there. We saw that coming last week at the party. Did you see how they looked at each other? Or did you see how they avoided each other? Not a word is being said. But body language speaks volumes.
Right.
And I go into really great detail in the product, and I have some fabulous exercises. Here's the beauty about communication. We're not born with communication skills. We can learn it, and that to me is awesome. we can learn how to effectively communicate. So there's no reason not to get the product, and there's no reason not to be able to get your message across to your partner or to your boss or to your children, really, wherever you are in life.
Wow, this has been a really powerful call, and I know all the drop calls and things is because there's people that really needed this information and being hindered from receiving it tonight. But I'm glad you came through and kept fighting to stay, get here on the line. So anyone that have any questions, all you have to do is press 1, and Dr. Patty will answer any questions or comments you may have. If you press 1, I have some people that had their hand up, but they put it down, so you can ask questions at this time. But Dr. Patty, in the meanwhile, I want you to give out your information once again on how they can reach you.
Sure, and please, people, sign up for this free newsletter. It's all free. It's drpattyann.com, drpattyann.com. Click on and you'll see where you sign up for the free newsletter, or you can go to relationshiptoolbox.com. And again, click on and go get my free weekly advice. People pay a lot of money for this information, and really it's my gift to the listeners on the call, because it really is my life's work. It's my whole adult life's work, and I'm passionate about helping people. So if there's listeners on the call, I'm ready for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I have a question for you, Dr. Patty. Okay, is it Shirley? Yes. I have a question for you. In a relationship, when you have You talked about the nonverbal communication and being that sometimes that's more important than verbally communicating. To me, that's the intimacy part of the relationship, that you can that look that you can give someone. Say you're in a relationship with someone, you're in love, and they're in love, and the passion in that look that you, you know, just the glance, or just, you know, like you walk by and you brush their arm or something. That sends so much power as far as the love that you can share with the individual, more so than saying, I love you. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with that. I do, and it's much more powerful to show our love than to use the words. However, Shirley, I do have to say this. And give look at kills. So the nonverbal and the body language, you're absolutely right, is very powerful. And I love to talk about, you know, did you see the movie Avatar?
Yes,
I didn't see it.
Okay,
you have to go see it, but let me try to set this up for you. There is a scene where the Princess Warrior is with the Marine Sully, and they're on their planet, and they're in, like, the middle of their brain tree, I call it. It's like the past, present, and future of their civilization, if you remember that scene.
Mm-hmm.
And the Princess Warrior is looking into Sully's eyes, and she says to him, Sully, I can see you. And Sully, being the Marine guy, says, yeah, I know. And she said, no, Sully, I can really see you. And what she's showing at that point is that she is seeing deep into his soul. And she's given this expression where you can just feel their hearts and their soul united, and it's from the way they're looking at each other. So that to your point, Shirley.
Yeah.
And that's what's missing in a lot of relationships. They're drawn more so to the outward appearance of a person than what's really inside.
Yeah, he's a good dancer. He dresses good. Yeah, it's a shame. I mean, that's a mistake of youth, I like to think, but not necessarily. You really, you know what? You really need to look at someone's heart, because that's really what matters. Except, you know, when the going is good, it's easy, but when the chips are down and life gets hard, and it does, you really need to know the content of somebody's soul and their character.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Martin Luther King said.
Hello?
Anybody else on the call?
Okay.
No, I'm here.
Oh, I thought the call had dropped. But we have a lot of people on it, but they haven't put their hand up to ask any questions or comments. But
don't be shy. Ask.
Yeah, I think because you know they had their hands up earlier in the call, but I guess maybe you've answered a lot of questions, and we've talked about some things that they probably wanted to ask you a question about. But I have a question. Now, I have two daughters, and they could be in a relationship, and it may last maybe 2 weeks, and they're done. What is that?
Well, it depends. You know what? I would need so much more information, but let me give you an overview here. Probably, and the positive way of looking at that is that they are cutting their losses. So, you know what, these young girls that I'm sure are great catches, they are not wasting their time. So they realize that, you know what, this guy is not for me, he's not going to meet my needs, he doesn't have the character that I'm looking for, so they're done.
My youngest one has a couple of engagement rings. She still has them. I said, I call a little girl. I said, little girl, why don't you just give them back the ring? She's like, I'm not crazy. She says, I told them before they bought the ring that I wasn't interested. And it's like when they give that ring or start talking about marriage, she's like done. She don't even want any part of the relationship anymore.
Well, I would imagine then that relationship is more than 2 weeks then, no?
Well, no. Well, I would just hypothetically saying 2 weeks, but it would be longer, but it seems like it's only 2 weeks. It was like by the time she tells me about it, it's over.
Well, how old is she?
28.
You know what? Timing is everything. They're probably just too young. They're not ready. In 10 years, if they're still not ready, call me.
Oh, Dr. Patty, thank you. I'm listening to Val talk about her daughters. I have three sons, and I have one. One of my sons is just the opposite of your girls. He's in a relationship in 2 weeks. He's like, I love you, and I'm like, oh my God, you don't even know her, and you're already in love. And he's had some pretty toxic relationships. And he's such a given person, Dr. Patty. He's that person that loves to just, like, take care of someone. He seems to have this need to be that person, that caregiver. I've seen him give and give, and he doesn't understand why doesn't they give back. Why, you know, is the relationship is not equal on the same playing ground, level field? And I try to explain to him, I said, son, you need to take the time to get to know the person and find out their character and their heart and their intent. And I said, and first of all, I tell him all the time, where are your mind set at? How do you feel about yourself? Are you feeling complete? Or do you feel that this person needs to complete you? But he gets involved in these relationships, and like I said, in 2 weeks, I hear him say it on the phone, telling a girl, I love you. And then, of course, they respond, I love you back. But their action is different than I love you. And he's 24 years old.
Well, My three oldest are boys. My three oldest children are boys.
my youngest is my daughter. But I can remember the first time I heard one of my children on the phone say, I love you. I, like, held my breath, and I'm like, who could he possibly be talking to? I'm right here. And that's when, like, I shut the water off if I was doing the dishes and I don't breathe and I'm, like, trying to listen, but shh, don't tell him I told you that. I think, unfortunately, it sounds like, and, you know, and this is a part of life, the takers of the world know how to get the givers. So it sounds like your son being a giver is attracting the takers. And what he needs to do is he needs to slow down and look at himself and understand why he has to be Mr. Rescue. Because it sounds like that's what he's trying to do. And he's trying to rescue these women from whatever situation it is. And that is serving him well, maybe to fill himself in a way that's really artificial, but it's a temporary fix to make him feel good about something. So I would tell your son to just slow down and, you know, let her tell you first that she loves you. And don't be, you know, don't show your cards right away. And I don't mean to be playing a game, but two weeks, you don't know anything that you do. If you move to a new town, you don't know if you like it in 2 weeks. If you start a new job, you don't know if you like it in 2 weeks. You might have a hunch, you might think, you might have some thoughts about it, but you don't know. And I think your son is using the word love. He's throwing it around. What he should be saying probably is, I really like you.
Right. So
because
true.
After 2 weeks, you don't know anything.
Well, we've run out of time, and it has certainly been a pleasure having you on the show, Dr. Patty Ann. And we've got to have you back when you're stable and the listeners can have some questions answered by you and emailed in, that I will have it already prepared for you, the questions, so that they can go ahead and ask. Because when I do relationship segments, those are the most listened to calls, because a lot of people are going through emotional traumas right now. They're suffering with the male or female leaving, and never in history has it been where the women are walking away, leaving the children as well. They were starting to leave the husbands, having the courage to leave the husband, but then they leave the children too and just start a whole new life. And that is just really, I'm just really taken away by that. But, you know, nobody knows the cost, the price that individual has suffered emotionally. So we can't even really prejudge for that. But thank you so much for joining, Dr. Patty Ann. And give out your information once again, please.
Sure. And it was great to be on the call, Valerie. And I apologize for the dropped calls. I don't know why. But I would love to come back, and my number, and I'm traveling too, so that might be part of the problem. I'm not on the landline. Again, people can find me, just sign up for my website, www.drpattyann.com, DrPattyAnn. That's all you need.
Okay, thank you so much. And those of you that are listening, I have two events coming up on May 21st at 7 o'clock in the evening. We will be celebrating a legend, the legendary Mr. Les Brown, here in South Florida at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale. He has been in the business 25 years. And also go to my website and you'll find out information about Soul Retreat 2011 that will be in Orlando, Florida, August 12th and 13th. Go to www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Thank you once again for joining, Shirley. Thank you so much for joining and stepping in and being a great co-host. And we're going to get it together real soon with our children.
I know.
Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.
Okay, good night, everyone.